Show him a license for his friends this year. Should be a special schus. Rabbi Moni Marasi Sheyichi, Schus Moshe Bekashnaisha Moshe Mordechai. And Chaya Chaya Fega Bas Michal Gitzbasi, Dina Bracha Bas Yisra Adasa, Mishlam Tzach Shalai Yisrael, Achil Yisra Chaim Tzvi, Bracha Bas Chomai Tzayi Lecha Tzayi Chalat Tzayi, Rabbi Mishivin Arsoyim, Bnei 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 Mishivin. We continue our series on the Agadois of Maseches Shabbos. Previous year, we saw the Gemara of Nandalit, that if a person could be Moiche, could protest the people of his home, and he doesn't, so he gets punished for their sins. Invite their people in the city, if he could protest, he doesn't, gets punished for their sins. Vayter b'chol olam kula, if he could protest. Now we move on. Next Gemara related. Amar of Papa Hani v'Hani beresh Gelusa nitfasim al kule alma. Yadam rechanina ma'itichtiv Hashem b'mishpat yevo nizikne amo b'sal. Beresh Gelusa. Those are the exile arks, the head of the head of the Gullus, the president of the Jewish Defamation League, and the president of the of AIPAC, or all these chashuv askanim. So the Beresh Gelusa, the people in this house who are connected to the government, are nitfasim al kulei alma, and everybody. Kedem Rechina Rechina says, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk, Hashem mishpat yevom zkeno ad zikna v'sar? Hashem, with judgment, will come with the elders of his nation and with the ministers. So Hashem will come with judgment with his elders of his nation and the ministers. The ministers sin, what do the elders sin? Zekeinim, Rashi says, Sanhedrin. The pasuk in Isaiah chapter 3. So I get the sorry. What did we know the Asari Knesset of our modern Israeli Knesset, they're not always perfect tzaddikim. Recently there was an article, not so long ago, one of the Asari Knesset, a very prominent one, was telling about how his right-hand lady, his aide, and he had this simmering love affair, even though they were both married to other people. And it was under the surface, and then it all came out. And he tells the whole story, and so romantic. And he divorced his wife, she divorced her husband, broke up their families, their children, and now they're married to each other. So that isn't so kosher necessarily. So sometimes the sarim aren't always the purest. What did the Zakenim do? What did the Chachmei Sanhedrin do? The answer is that if the Zakenim can be moicha, they're punished. So Hani de Beresh Gelusa, these people were connected to the house of the Reish Galusa, these chashuv people who are Jewish leaders, they're not protesting, so they're going to get chapped for the sins of Kulei Alma. Masbir Rav v'hezber muspar od yoter b'sefer le'emunat itenu ha'memshala atzmit ראויה לעולם שתהיה ביד ממי שהמוסר היותר ניסה מצוי בו. The ideal rulership, not the official rulership, which is based on different constellations and quarrels and different issues, problems. Talking about the ideal memshala, that's real and hagam mitzad atzma, ruya leolam shetiyah biyad misha musari yoter nitzah matzuv. It's always fitting that it should be in the hands of a person for whom the highest musar is found by him. People of emes, people of tzedek, people of good, who should be meirei derech. Kach ra'ui liyot, and that's what's going to be lasid lava. Onam kasher hanaga anushit nitkalkala yidei ha'raot ha'bchiriyot, However, when human rulership, in general, b'klaluta min enoshi, b'Yisrael pnima, when that has been corrupted by poor choices, and then afterwards became second nature, when we get into habits, they become ultimately second nature. Lo yuchal min enoshi lehitnaheg behanaga hanovat kulam mimakol tahor. Ki hu tzarich gam ken leoz hachayim beota hamida shelfi matzavo hashafel nirim hem lachayim kabirim ve'al yadam yisudru lo inyanav hachavrutiim ve'achayim hamusariim השקטים לא יוכלו למלא את כל נטיות לבבו שכבר נשחט ונעשה הומה ונגרס קיים. And all of mankind cannot act, in other words, this is where the Hanaga Enoshit, when human rule leadership, both among the Jewish people and in general, has been corrupted by evil choices, bad choices. So then the human species cannot be misnahig, cannot act with behavior that is stemming from a pure place, because he needs the strength of life. What does it mean, the strength of life? That means that in order to be led from a source of ethics, of justice, that people should only be drawn by what's good, what's true. For that you need the right receptacle, pure souls, that when they meet justice and righteousness, they are straightened out based on their clinging to it. And indeed there, in that place of Emes and Tzedek, where the truth of life appears, there you can find Oz HaChayim, the strength of life. There is a place like that. It's only because mankind has gone down so much that we think that this ideal life is floating up in the air and it doesn't have mamashus. The human society, in its lowness, in its shiftless, doesn't recognize the truth. As being powerful enough to lead life, real life. And therefore searches for a leader that's made of different stuff from the external part of life, that can lead them to, with his might, to have proper social interaction, life, make sure that we don't eat each other up alive. That's what he says. Ki tzarich gam ken lo zachayim. It needs the power of life, people who can really lead in the ideal way. Ve'oto amida, in the same way, we can proportion it to shelafim matzavo ha-shafel nerim em l'chayim kabirim. והידם יסודרו לו העניינים החברותיים, ואחרי מוסרים השקטים לא יוכלו למלא את כל נטיות לבבו. It's too much. And people think that there's no way for us to live properly, Things have been so corrupted. So what happened was, like we said before, ideally, that it should be in the most ethical, in the hands of the most ethical people. However, when human leadership has been corrupted by bad choices, so we can't live with the Makor HaTorah. And we think that it's too much, it's too high, it's floating up there. So therefore, instead, it searches out mankind, searches for leaders that can guide them and govern a society where people aren't eating each other up alive, but not the ideal type of government, not the purest, not the most ethical people. Just people who are strong and are going to make sure everyone behaves themselves. Until God brings this new pure spirit to the earth that's going to bring Menucha, Kedusha, Shalva, Vahashket. Olam Acher Yofia Az. Olama Motsei Bidialiut, a new world is going to appear. A world that finds in holiness all of the joy, all of the freshness, all of the renewal, all of the creation. Malchus will act B'koach HaMusar. The rulers will act just from ethical and moral considerations and will no longer need to just use brute force. So this search, this seeking of morality is going to be what guides mankind. So that's going to be in the end. We're going to have a world of Menucha, Kedusha, Shalva, Vahashket. Aval ad hazman haratzui, mukhrach hadavar sheyadayim haosot b'fo'al et sedrei ההנהגה החברתית, יהיו אמנם מושפעות מכוח המוסר העליון, אבל רק מושפעות, ובטבען בעצמם יהיו מעין הסגנון של החיים הנהוגים, עם נטיותיהם וחפציהם, וכמובן, עם הנטיות אפילו הגרועות, שבהכרח כמעט But until that desired time, it must be that the hands that guide the social fabric that are needed in the meantime, as we slowly advance towards the future that we all seek out, you amnam mishpot mikoach hamusar alyon will be influenced, impacted by the divine musar. Aval rak mushpot, but only influenced. Butivan batzman yumein b'signon shelachem nugin. But their very nature, their essential nature, their intrinsic nature, will be similar to the style of the life that is nahug. That is the custom, with their nitiyotehem, with their inclinations, v'cheftzehem, and their desires, v'kamuvan ima nitiyot, afilu hagru'ot, and even with their most inferior nitiyos, shebechreach, that necessarily, kimati matsube. Shebechreach, kimati matsubehem. that almost necessarily will be found in them. In other words, here is being described an entire structure of a social fabric, spirit, deed, in our time until the future. The leaders are like the people. Now that's what I say about the Maral says this Lamaisa, that the leaders are really a mirror of the people. You know, people, a lot of people complain about the previous president of the United States, the one who served from the years 2016 until 2020. And they said so many negative things about him. And I think even his supporters, at least the Jewish ones, recognized that he had various personality deficiencies, maybe a lack of tact, maybe an overemphasis on his own accomplishments and his own value and his own importance. Maybe. I don't think anybody thinks that he was a man of a sterling character. Even though the consensus of the firm world was that he was a better president for the Jewish people and for the needs of the Jewish people, both in Eretz Israel and in America. That was the consensus. And not getting into politics, just something everybody would agree upon, that he had some very glaring personality defects. But I think that that's just a reflection of our society. And that's a reflection of the Twitter world and the Facebook world. And just the whole rhetoric of the world. That's just, so they elected a leader like that. And they, by a pretty small amount, but he was knocked out of the presidency and somebody else came in. Also somebody who's very far from the ideal leader I think people would dream about in various levels. And again, it's a reflection of the chesronos of the society. So the leader that the people are going to get in Israel as well. You know, we like this prime minister, that prime minister. But people are generally not happy. But again, this is just a reflection of society. We get who we are. So muchach hadavar, it has to be that those hands that lead the society will be impacted by a more divine level of musar. But their very intrinsic nature will be like the people, with all of their desires. So if, let's say, the president was not embarrassed or even was proud of the fact that he had made many conquests of women, and that's our whole society. Our whole society is like that. Oh, you know, how successful one is in fulfilling the more base desires of man. That's our society. And therefore, that's the leader we get. And of course, there are influences of the Torah on every American leader. America is shaped by the Judaic ethic. Founding fathers were very, very religious Christians. And you know that Christianity is a child of Judaism, unfortunately an impure child, but definitely some of the genes of Christianity are Jewish. It's where it comes from. So the positive ethical and spiritual values of Christianity are all derived, positive, are all derived from the Torah. And America is a Christian country, and the leaders have that ethic, and it comes from us. So yeah, they're mushbam and musar alyom, but the very intrinsic nature is based on what society on the qualities of the people. And they elect a leader who reflects their values and their lifestyle and their desires. I think America's going to elect a leader whose goal in life is to know Shas, be you. It's to be kulo toiv, inside and out, just a tzaddik. Bishemeri naim, not to look at any woman. Not to chas v'shalom, never to look at a woman for hana, never. Never to look at a woman with her skirt that's not long enough, chas v'shalom. See any exposed flesh that shouldn't be looked at. No, he doesn't want to see, he just wants to be pure and kaddish. America's not going to elect such a person. America doesn't even know what that means. For us, that's ABC, of course, you're kaddish. You don't look, what you're not supposed to look at, you don't think, what you're not supposed to think. You can't expect that from society, also from Israeli society. Unfortunately, that's not the world we live in today. So they're going to have netiyot grot meod. They're going to have bad inclinations. מקום קום במחאתה לבדה על הנטיות הקיצוניות לצד הרשע והשפלות היוצאת מעמד השפל של ראשי החברה המעשית שהם אינם אנשים ממינה המחאת תדחוף את החברה המעשית לאיתה לצד המעלה ותמנע בעד התפרצות המשובל שלא תלך הלך וגדל בגדול However, the hashpah of Musar has to come. The koiches hatov, the zekenim, have to protest against the evil, against the sarim, against the ministers. It's so good in Israel, called Sarei Knesset. Yeah, the Zekanim, the Rabbanim, the Tzaddikim, they have to protest against the lack of ethics displayed by our leaders. And even though, and that's what, and this protest, this ethical influence, this moral compass of the gedolim, of the zekanim, of the tzaddikim, is going to bring the world to its purpose. And even though hayad chazaka rodeva chevra pofoel tochserla, and even though the powerful hand that leads society will be lacking, the koach hashpah of Musar. Because again, the leaders aren't the tzaddikim generally, if you've noticed. Nevertheless, when there is protest of the evil, of the people who do guide society, who do govern society, and again, these people who guide society with their chesronos, those chesronos are a reflection of the chesronos of the people. So the protest will push society little by little to a higher place. And will prevent things from getting worse and worse. So if you just let things go as they are, then a lot of times it just snowballs. So the job of the Zekanim and the Tzaddikim is to keep them in check. That's what the mecha is for. That's why they have to protest. When the mecha is lacking, even though practically speaking it doesn't have such a value, nevertheless it takes in with its chesaron the shining of the world. לא תיקח לה גם כן דרך לפלס נתיב לדורות יבואו לתעלות ולהתקדש. אם כן, הן עם אלם בלעי מוצר הנצר ששחרו את המטרה הגדולה שיש כמוכה, שאין עם עכשיו כוח מעשי מלא, המקלקלים את העולם כולו מיד ולדורות.
You're right. Right now, it's not going to help so much. But what about the future generations? Right now, it's not going to help. But it will for the future generations. It will keep a check on it. Does the things don't get out of hand. So right now it doesn't have such practical value, but it will in the future. And therefore, if you don't keep it in check now, if you don't curb it now, it's just going to get out of hand. And then things aren't going to be able to go home more holy. So you have to speak out. The Rambam wrote the Mor Nevuchim. Did it help? Did it stop people from being Nevuch? No. But it's a Sefer L'Doros. We have a Shiur Mor Nevuchim. So until today, to this day, where are we holding now? We're holding before Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, in the year Tufshin Pei Beis. And what the Rambam says is still being learned today. The Rambam was Marchi Hagshama. People shouldn't think God has a body. You read the Chumash. Looks like he has a body. He's a Yad HaChazaka. He has an Etzbe Elokim. He has a Charon Af. He has Einayim, Einei Hashem. The Rambam says, no. It's not literal. And Baruch Hashem, today we all grow up from Gil Efes, what they say in modern Hebrew. From the very beginning, we're taught. That's not literal. I never thought in my life when I was 3 years old, God had a hand. We were taught, we understood that it's just an expression. It doesn't literally mean. Of course Hashem doesn't have a body. So you have to speak now, and then it'll have impact in future generations, the Torah of the Ruf that we're learning. Did he change his generation? I don't know how much. I don't know how many people he impacted in his time. As a matter of fact, from my read, if not for Tzvi Yehuda and his Talmidim, the Torah of the Rav wouldn't have been in the world at all. He came along with Tzvi Yehuda, and he led his yeshiva, he guided his yeshiva, and the yeshiva grew. The time of the Rav was very small. For a long time, it was a very small yeshiva. It wasn't so serious. It wasn't the people who were Tzvi'ayinim, they went to Chevron. They didn't go to Merkaz HaRav. They went to yeshivas Chevron, other yeshivas. And then the yeshiva grew, Merkaz HaRav grew, and Ratz Yudas Talmidim spread the word of Maran HaRav Zatzal. And then now they're in the thousands, and now every Hezder yeshiva. So many Hezder yeshivas, dozens. And yeshivot Tichoniot, and yeshivot Gvoot, like Merkaz, and Ha'amor, and Beit El, Yeshivat Ramat Gan, all these yeshivas. These boys' lives, their spiritual lives, are shaped by the Rav, by the Torah of the Rav. So at the time, it didn't necessarily help, but over the generations, it does. If you're a big person, you have to speak. You have to speak big. Like we spoke about in the previous year. If you can be Moicha al Kol Olam Kulo, and you're Nitfas al Kol Olam Kulo, if you have that power of the Sechel, then you can write, you can explain. And Hani Deresh Bereish Galusa, they're connected to the Shulchan. And the Smachim the Koach HaShulton, HaRodeh Mechachmei HaTorah VaDirei HaDeya, HaRav HaTorah VaMusa, Mitzvasei HaKulei Alma. Not only formally. So these Balei Musar and Etzal, these Zakenim, they forgot the great purpose of Mecha. That even though now it doesn't have Koch Masim Alei, it doesn't have complete power. Hamakalkalim et Olam Kulom Miyadu L'Dorot. That caused a kilko for all the Doros. And therefore the Bnei Reish Galusa, people in the house of the exile ark, that are connected to the Shulton, not only formally, but intellectually, they are punished for the whole world. Because they said, hey, let's be pragmatic, we're not gonna influence them anyway. No. You have to spread the word, you have to say what's the Dvar Hashem. You can't just let things go. You have to protest, like especially today. Where a person, every person in their house has a printing press. Every person has their own newspaper. You just open up your Twitter, a blog, a Facebook, something. I'm not saying one should do that. That's shown. But people do it. So deal with the reality, not with what should or shouldn't be done. I'm not expressing an opinion. But a person has the power to influence. So he has to say the right things. That's where he is. If he's in that world. So you have to be moicha. And you have to say, what's Dvar Hashem? And what's Dvar the New York Times or whatever happens to be fashionable in those months. So that's the responsibility of people who have that power. So back then it was the Bei Reish Galusa. Today a person has a platform where people are listening to me, as a podcast, as something. So he has to spread Dvar Hashem. Divrei Torah, Divrei Kedusha, Divrei Tahara, Divrei Ahava, Divrei Or. And not all the negativity and the anti and Chas V'Shalom, the Kfira, the Apikorsis, and the Sinna, the Kinna. And if not, Mitzvah Seah Kuli Alma, you could change things and you get it punished for everybody. Avgav Shem Yadam Oz L'Pulot Ma'asiyot. Even though man practically can't do anything, Shelo Davka Diyuk, Shelo Pula Shetitmalei Vovei Amatara. Shemei Chavrei Kol Kach Nemuchat Shinele Ruyal Anaga Kol Kach Meduyaket Umishkelet ומשקל פלס היושר המכוון, אבל לא בשביל שישנם עיכובים מעשים שהצדק והאמת, הדין והמשפט לא יוכלו להיות מתגלמים בחיים ובפועל, לא בשביל כך צריך האמת לשתוק שלא לעשות את שלה. לדבר את הבנה בלא מעשה פנים, you're right, it doesn't have to protest. You have to protest anyway. But if Gedolim, they walk down the street and they say Shabbos, Shabbos, and they see cars. They don't scream and throw stones. But they protest it's Shabbos to remind themselves it's Shabbos. And sometimes you have to protest, and you have to go out, not violently, not to create a chil Hashem. Sometimes protests are necessary. The thing in Petach Tikva, they were opening up movie theaters. And the Gedolim said, go protest. And they're not going to stop people singing Michal Shabbos at home. Yeah, but you have to protest chil Shabbos. You have to remind people that Shabbos. And then they keep talking about it. And then as Api Otah Midah Shapi Shikul Dato Shakel Deyot Baruch Hukore Dorot Mirosh, יאפשר לעולם לקבל, יתקבל בפועל. והקרב מחד צריכה לעולם לצאת על פי עומק האמת, לעמיתה של תורת אמת. So when is it going to help practically? Who knows? That's God's decision. But in the meantime, you have to proclaim the truth. Okay, גם נחלקו עשרים מהזקנים, ואין כוח הזקנים יפה בפועל, מפני שאין הדור עדיין ראוי להנהגה זכה ומעולה. הראויה לצאת מתאורי דעה וזכי הרעיון. זקני אמת שקנו חוכמה ודעת קדושים. וידיים יותר מגושמות מוחות לעסוק בתיקון החברה לפי מעמדה. ידי השרים הטובים ברפש החיים, יחד עם המון המולגים העידם והאין להבדל רב. מקום מקום, המחה היא אורה של עולם. It's unbelievable. The Rav is writing it. Really, who should be the leaders of the Zakenim, the Tzadikim? Who should be the Rosh Memshala? Gershon Edelstein, Shal Alter, Tolner Rebbe Shlita, all of them Shlita. Rav Lazy Yudah Finkel, Rabbi Shariyeli. Rabbi Gamliel Rabinovich. Whoever you want. Whoever your tzaddik is. These people. Who would be a better Rosh Memshala? Rav David Lau? Or Yair Lapid? We vote for Rav David Lau. Or the Rabbi Rashi. But in the meantime, that's not the way it is. In the meantime, the people leading the government are the Yair Lapids and the Naftali Bennett's and the Benjamin Netanyahu's. And the Itamar Ben-Gvir. I always envy him, Itamar Ben-Gvir. It's one thing to be a Gvir, you get to be the son of the Gvir. The Gvir does all the hard work. You get to be the son of the Gvir. The son of the Gvir. The ministers, their hands are immersed in the filth of life. And then the people, who unfortunately are often on their level. Ideally, the Zakenim should lead, but they don't. So what's the job of the Zakenim Mechah? Hashem B'Mishpat. Hashem B'Mishpat. Yavo al azkenim shalom yichu basarim the Gemara says, listen to the pasuk. God's going to judge the Canaan, they didn't protest the Sarim. Even though it's not necessarily going to help, but in the long term it will. He's shaping the correct picture of what's supposed to be good. We're leading them to a great future. We're going to be led by the strength of God. Like it says about Mashiach. He's going to smell Yiras Hashem. He's not going to judge with his eyes. Not his ears, but his, where it says, Mareach V'doim, or judge based on smell. Another pasuk. Isaiah 11:3, Isaiah 11:4-5. With his mouth, he'll be able to kill the evil. And justice, he'll gird himself with justice, his loins with justice, with emuna. And he'll, another pasuk. And he'll judge with righteousness the poor, with righteousness the poor, and will rebuke with straightness the humble of the earth. He will chastise with equity the humble of the earth, and smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall put the wicked to death. ונחה עליו רוח השם, רוח חוכמה ובינה, רוח עצה וגבורה, רוח דעת ויראת השם. All psukim from Yeshaya, Perek Yud Aleph. And the spirit of Hashem should rest on him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and heresy, the spirit of knowledge and fear of Hashem. In other words, this is all leading up to Mashiach. So if you have the power to protest, even though in the meantime it's not going to help, but it will help in the future. And you can change the whole world. The Doros, and the people don't, the Zakanim don't, so they're punished. They're punished for the sins of the whole world. No. Shuzach Ataka. See, it came with the Pasuk of Ericha B'Yuras Hashem, but Lola Mari, Enav Yishpot, Lola Mishnah Zerachiach, and we should see the coming of Mashiach, the Meher of Yameinu, V'Nachalav Ruach Hashem, Ruach Chuchma Uvina, Ruach Eitzel Vura, Ruach Dat V'Yirat Hashem, Amen V'Amen. Thank you so much for listening to this awesome Torah. And with Hashem, we shall be neither continue with hopefully revisit this Gemara and continue on in the coming Gemaras. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.